Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time to talk about the week in politics with the host of CBS's Face the Nation, Margaret Brennan. And it seems like we are speeding towards the midterm elections, Margaret, because I noticed the Republicans have put out their commitment to America, trying to control the narrative as we have just weeks left before November.
Oh, it is peak political season, no doubt. With both parties really trying to prosecute their case, because this is such a jump ball in many ways. Republicans would need to pick up about four seats in the House in order to claim control of that part of Congress and just flip one seat in the Senate, because it is so evenly divided currently with a 50-50 Senate. So what this all could mean, it would ultimately change the trajectory of President Biden's last 2 years of his term, what is possible and what our political climate will be like. There's a lot at stake, as you know, on so many very real issues right now, from inflation in the economy to immigration to abortion. Ever since the overturning of Roe versus Wade, it has caused new voters to go out and register. So it's going to be a really interesting race to watch. We'll have the latest CBS polling data to show us where we stand, as we are just weeks away.
Yeah, that's interesting because, as you mentioned, the overturning of Roe v. Wade did mobilize some people. Earlier polling showed that Democrats were actually doing much better than expected at a midterm election. But Republicans have really kind of switched the emphasis to the border, and with this commitment to America, where it's nothing detailed, but, you know, we'll make America safer and we'll make the economy better, that kind of thing. Is the polling data going to show that that is shifting the needle?
Well, I mean, when politicians run for office, they always promise you ice cream and rainbows if they run the place. So that's not new. But in terms of like what the issues are driving people, for weeks now, we have seen it's the economy, it's the economy, it's the economy. That is the number one concern showing up in our polling data. So that is why Republicans think that reminding people of this 40-year high in inflation will be effective for them, for President Biden. That's why you hear Democrats talking about, oh, look, gas prices are coming down, even though food prices have gone up, because they want to put the emphasis on the idea here that things are better. Ultimately, you could have a debate over whether the politicians will have much effect at all on the economy because of the global forces underway. We're going to talk about all of this on Sunday, because, of course, with the pandemic recovery, with the war Russia's waging in Ukraine, there are so many factors influencing what you pay for your food and your energy and so much more. And that is affecting Americans across the country.
And the January 6th commission is still at work, and we are going to be hearing a bit more from them as they continue their work.
Absolutely. We're going to have Pete Aguilar, a congressman from California, on the program Sunday. Now, the next hearing is scheduled for 1 p.m. Eastern time on the 28th of September. So we want to set the table for what to expect, what to listen for, what to watch, what's changed. And as we've been covering on Face the Nation, there's increased concern about political violence around these next elections as well. Our country is in a dangerous place, according to some analysts, including Robert Pape, the professor from University of Chicago, who was with us last week.
And we are still talking about the documents, of course, at Mar-a-Lago. Former President Trump's lawyers had requested a special master. That was granted, although the Justice Department is still appealing that. But it looked like they agreed on a special master. But then apparently Trump's lawyers want a different special master. So I'm not really sure from day to day where it stands with that.
Right. Well, we are going to have some of the latest on where the probe stands. What we know is that the review of documents has restarted now that you have a slight bit of clarity from the courts. There's a pretty aggressive timeline laid out in some of those court documents to try to move forward and wrap up this investigation sooner rather than later. We'll talk about all of that with Harry Littman, former prosecutor, who is going to be one of our guests on Sunday.
All right. That is Margaret Brennan, the host of CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday. Thanks for joining us, Margaret. Have a great weekend.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.